Oh, bro, if the thing comes to me, I'm going to snag that thing.
Guard dog.
Twice.
Hold on, let me take a picture like the guys who found Saddam.
You guys want to smoke another cigarette out there and
yeah.
perv out or what?
Yeah, I have a meeting shortly, so it's good you wasted time. You guys were out. You knew. Of course you knew. As soon as Matt arrived, you guys should have been ready. And instead, LeMaire, don't act like you're writing anything.
Time stomps. Dude, by the way, remember last week when I was saying on White Lotus when the guy said swastika?
Yeah.
He did say swastika. Everyone thought, they're like, no, it's swastika.
I believed you.
It was swastika.
Yeah, I believe.
I started downing myself. I'm like, did I just hear that? There is definitely a Nazi frenzy going on right now. I was like, I started worrying. I go, what the hell? Am I just hearing stuff? That's
you starting to hear it?
I'm starting to hear
that. That's a dog whistle. That's exactly what a dog whistle is. Only you can hear it.
Oh, I'm starting to hear the whisper from the nest. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, it's coming.
But yeah, no, he actually did. It was in the script because they actually interviewed him about that. Like, did you improv that? And he goes, no, they put it in the script.
Oh, damn.
Instead of saying sawatida, which is like hello and whatever, Thailand.
Yeah.
Just random swastika.
What?
They're in Thailand. Yeah, he just, it was, yeah, whatever. But he did say swastika, so. Yeah, hey, man. Swastikas are, I could say it. I'm not. They are hot right now. I don't agree with them.
Yeah.
I don't agree with them. If I saw that in my neighbor's yard, I'd be fucking.
They're on Teslas now. Yeah. They're on Teslas.
Are they on Teslas?
We love Tesla.
Yeah, they're getting put on Teslas.
You see Trump dog with that?
What'd he say?
He basically did, him and Elon did like a car commercial for Teslas in front of the White House. And he goes, we love Tesla.
Love Tesla.
Yes.
They really did a car. They did like a Tesla car commercial. Dude, yes. I heard this and I haven't substantiated it. I saw it was just two guys in like fitness gear on Instagram. So this is my source. So definitely hard allegedly.
That's where everyone gets their information now.
Well, dude, these guys seem so confident. They're in like a very
so goddamn
cool
confident.
Room. And they were like, well, obviously Tesla, driving a Tesla reduces your testosterone by 18%. And the other guy goes, I mean, yeah, that's indisputable. The EMFs. They're trying to say the EMFs from electric vehicles lower your testosterone, and I can't get it out of my head. I got picked up one in the Uber the other day, and I was like, God,
I'll tell you what, bro, the guys selling testosterone are fucking making bank. Every single podcast is like, yeah, what'd you have today? Peanut butter and jelly? Yeah, that lowers your testosterone. You go, all right. All right, thank you.
I think thinking about your
podcasting
testosterone.
Lowers your testosterone. I'm tired of hearing guys talking about being men while talking into a fucking microphone. So many fucking tough guys doing podcasts these days.
Yeah,
it's literally the biggest girl thing you can do is sit there and gossip.
It's true.
In front of a camera.
Dude, if you know how to like, if you get a real man on a podcast, they're like, and then I told, they like, they're 10 feet away.
Yeah,
they're like,
not near the microphone. They go, what? Is this what you guys do? You just talk here?
Yeah, if you get a microphone, it should be this far from your head and you should just stare nervously and go, I don't know. Is this good? What do you want me to say? Yeah, you're absolutely right. Podcasting has destroyed the EMFs coming from, I don't even know what they are, but those.
The EMFs coming are coming from podcasts. It's coming from tough tough guy podcasts. Enough of it.
I think we need them.
You think we need tough guy podcasts?
We need tough guy podcasts.
Like, what's your favorite tough guy podcast?
I think it makes America look good. We're around. We're talking tough. Who else is doing tough guy podcasts?
Every fucking person on the internet.
I mean, no other country. Though. We have so many. Our tough guys need other shit to do. We're out
true.
Of all tough
Europe
guy work.
Is, well, when Europe, that's a problem. When Europe gets tough guys, you got to watch their tough guys. Their tough guys go pretty
tough
wild.
Tough guys rise up. Meteoric pace just to the top immediately.
We need more Teslas over there in Europe.
They need Teslas.
They're the right wing in Europe. I don't read enough about it, but I think they're fucking heating up.
They're heating up.
They're
boom, shakalaka. They're heating up.
He's on fire.
Yep, that's how it ends.
Yeah.
Our
brothers in Europe, chill. Let us handle this shit.
Yeah.
Doesn't look good when they do it, too.
They've failed too many times at it.
True.
Tough Guy podcasts have failed there time and time again.
True that.
You would like the book I'm listening to.
What is it?
I get like 5 minutes a night before
you're talking
I fall
about
asleep.
The one you're falling asleep to?
The Guns of August. It's very nice. You would
I like
love,
that narrator, bro.
You would love how it started. It's World War One, so it's just the funniest.
Mystery. World War One's a total mystery.
They're literally, it's just family. It's one family, and they're all related. Like the Kaiser is related.
That's the weirdest part.
Yeah, they're all family, and they all have to like hang out together. And it's like Succession, except it results in one of the biggest catastrophes in human history.
Yeah, dude. Like, how did that happen, though? Like, how did those...
They're, like, jealous of each other. The Kaiser has, like, a small hand, and he's like, don't fucking look at my hand. Fuck you. I think it was him or the Tsar. I forget.
Yeah, the one guy was, like, fucked up. The one Kaiser... Well, that was he
Wilhelm's
dubbed
one,
too?
Wilhelm's the one they kind of pinned the entire war on.
Shit.
Which that led
Wait, World War One started just because of a couple dudes beefing?
Yeah, pretty much.
Damn.
You can boil it down to that.
That stinks.
Well, anyway. Actually, it's a total mystery.
It's. I don't think it's. I think that's the whole point of this book is the build up to World War One. So there's like if you look into it, there's explanations.
Yeah, but like they all say like, oh, they were cousins and stuff. But has anyone like looked into like how did they, was that just like England trading somebody to France and being like you marry our guy?
That's how. The World War One was basically the end of monarchies.
Yes, I remember that.
In Europe. So it was still that type of thing where it's like the Habsburg royal family.
Yeah.
There's like families that you do trade.
Sorry, I'm going to throw up. I can't handle the Nick, dude.
Like, those are strong, bro. Those
I know,
mints,
they get you.
Yeah, spicy.
They dissolve fast.
But like Marie Antoinette, she wasn't French. She was traded in a... Frank did it.
Yeah.
He wore sneakers on the beach.
All of us has one like video game cousin who would not go, who played video games at the beach the whole time, and then he'd come down at like 5 p.m. in sneakers, and you'd be like, bro, what are you doing? You're not coming to the arcade with me, dude.
That's the beach, dude.
Yeah, sneakers on the beach.
Are you a sneakers on the beach guy?
Yeah, a lot of, you know, because I.
That's so dumb.
How many times
it's
do you
not
unexpectedly
that I
go to the beach?
It's
when
not
did you surprise go to the beach?
It's not that I prefer it.
When did you surprise go to the beach?
I feel like the last time I was at the Dany Improv, I got surprised with the beach trip. I didn't really know how close it was going to be the beach. So then I have sneakers on the beach.
Don't you take
I just got to get this in before you guys attack me.
I'm not yelling. You're yelling, dude. I'm not fucking
bro. And then I don't have sandals. I don't like have sandals a lot.
Yeah, but you take your shoes off, leave them at the top, and you roll your pant legs up, and you walk on your bare feet in the beach.
I mean, if I'm really missing the sand and it's a partly cloudy day, I'll do it. But if the sun's been baking and you get there kind of late.
Then you got sand in your shoes for the rest of your life.
I have a special walk.
Dude, no, for real. If you're in hot sand, if you dig your feet under the surface sand, you can get through.
Yeah, that helps.
When you go down to the beach in shoes, you're literally crushing the vibe for every single person enjoying the beer. Oh, what the fuck is this guy doing here? It's so unwelcome.
I'd try to make up for it with my other beach activities. You know, I get right into the surf. I throw a ball around.
You're
good at the frisbee. I'll do paddle ball.
You're good at the beach.
You're good. Yeah, but
get me down to the sand that the water's hit.
I feel like you died on this hill unnecessarily.
You'll die on every single fucking hill. Any hill. Name a hill. I've seen him die on the sand hill before. This is the second sand related hellish argument.
We can't talk sand, dude.
We cannot talk sand. A con man has an intense relationship with sand.
I'm just saying, not everyone who wears sneakers on the beach is an asshole.
I'm saying they're weird.
I'm saying sometimes
if they're white, sometimes it's culturally acceptable to wear.
Yeah,
sneakers.
Black people don't like their bare feet on the ground. That's you have to respect.
Is that that?
Oh yeah, dude.
So they don't like the sand in between their toes.
Not really. My wife doesn't like the sand. I like it. Actually, like angered me the first time she told me. She's like, "Yeah, just like I don't like how it gets all over me." And I was just like, "What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, and
why are you ruining a good thing?
Yeah, why are you ruining the best?
I love the beach. It's my favorite thing." She's like, "I just don't. Sand makes me. It just feels gross on my feet." And I'm like, "What the fuck, dude?
It feels so good."
Yeah, I take my kids away. I'm like, "Don't listen to me. Trust me." But yeah, that's something I've seen. I mean, it's literally goes back to the socks of the water park.
Yeah.
That's why they're there, bro. They're not. Yeah. It's not like a fashion statement. It's like genuine phobia of just the ground.
Yeah.
Instilled in them by a paranoid black mother. Swear to God.
How do you fellas feel about
this? You think
this?
It's because microbes? Is it microbes
you guys
getting in there?
Socks at the water park, guys?
You think it's, is it germs?
It's germs.
It's a germ-related thing?
A little bit. Also, some water parks are just super shitty and dirty. Like, I've never been a socks in a water park guy, but you ever see those, like, water socks?
Yeah,
like, they're made just for that?
Socks are pretty.
That's a pretty big honky. Aqua socks are definitely the honks.
That's kind of sealing honky swag.
That is for sure.
I don't think it's honky swag.
Aqua socks?
I don't think so. My whole family did it.
Really?
Yeah.
I've only ever seen you guys in Jordan socks. I believe you. I believe you, though. Well, sorry. Dude, I've only ever seen him in the longest tube socks ever.
For sure.
Half flapping off the foot.
Wife beater's on still.
Well, you got to keep the beater on.
No, you don't. It becomes see-through. It looks fucking crazy. It does. It just sees your wet nipples through the fucking... It's fucking weird.
I got no defense for it. It just feels right.
It's immediately see-through.
So, what? Yeah, I remember I met waves. My... Yeah.
In the waves in a wife beater's nuts.
Just popping it. Just surfacing in a wave pool. Just, holy shit.
At the bottom gets all stretched out and baggy.
You guys swim like it's the 1920s. Everyone's in full suits.
Dude, I was figuring out that yesterday. It's crazy that white people made black people not be able to swim, and then you guys make fun of us for
we
it.
We didn't make you guys swim.
You guys are blaming us for that,
too?
You
guys literally poured acid in the pool, dude.
When did that happen?
In the Jim Crow.
Well, one or two things happen. That's like saying you guys make it so we can't go to gas stations. We still go. It's just a risk.
But why would we acid our own pools?
There was a couple times when people were tossing it in.
Some acid?
Black people got in the pool and they're like,
No. It's a white's only pool.
Yeah, okay. But that's not like, that wasn't like
but a, there's, dude, there's
fucking
a lot of
common other... occurrence.
Yeah, there's lakes and shit, dude. Like, we don't just swim in pools, dude. That's a fair point, though. You know, but again, it's like, I don't know.
Actually, I'm going to be in Chicago tomorrow with my girlfriend. For real, I actually am. I'm going to fuck her
in
Chicago.
I'm so mad I'm in the Poconos.
I'm going to have Chi-Town pussy.
You're going to have some Chi-Town pussy?
Tomorrow, I have Chi-Town pussy. Headed my way.
Where are you going to eat?
Where am I going
to
eat?
Bro, go to Burger Bar. Go to Burger Bar, dude.
Burger Bar?
Burger Bar.
Burger Bar.
Chicago has, I pig out every time I'm there.
Yeah.
Everywhere I go, everyone's like, we go to the best route. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I go there, dude, and I fucking pig, dude. Burger Bar rules. It's just a bar that makes sick burgers. So,
well, that's the problem with traveling, which I've been doing. Everybody constantly is like, dude, you got to go eat here. Yeah. And then you go feast.
Yeah.
Like I was in Austin. I ate barbecue for fucking 12 days.
Jesus, dude.
Then I was in LA. LA was nice. I didn't booze too hard there.
Yeah, that makes nice sense.
LA was a little more subdued.
LA has the healthy foods. You can eat.
LA has a man house food. But it's very like, it's not a party town. LA is not like New York. New York is 4 a.m., 5 a.m. LA, everything closes.
I was only in LA for one day and I didn't like it. I went to the LA Fitness there and it was just a bunch of male models on fucking testosterone screaming at each other. We're playing basketball. Just a bunch of male models on testosterone screaming at each other.
Oh, man. How long ago was this?
Oh, dude, this was during my first marriage. Yeah. This was so probably seven years ago.
Since Instagram. And TikTok and everybody's internet famous now.
Ugh.
It's wild.
Yeah, this is like 9 years ago, dude. Yeah. I was in an LA Fitness with like, what's that show about the bartenders? Vanderpump. It was like Vanderpump. I was with like the cast of Vanderpump Rules, dude. Fucking just getting screamed at on a basketball court by Jax.
Set the pick.
Dude, it was like, what the fuck? They would miss a shot. Like, fuck.
Yeah, it is an uncomfortable place.
That's it. That's literally everyone in LA Fitness when I was there. It looks like the Vanderpump Rules cast. It's fucking crazy, dude.
They don't have any fucking Chi-Town pussy.
Nah, it's not that Chi-Town pussy. Although there's a lot of transplants in LA, so maybe it would be. True. There might be some Chi-Town pussy.
I'm sure there's a lot of Chi-Town pussy in LA.
That's some fucking England pussy right there. That's some fucking great. That lady in the front, yeah, that's Great Britain pussy, bro.
That's not good pussy.
That's GB pussy. That guy to the left, I believe, got cucked by Jax. Sorry, brother. Jax is the ultimate on Vanderpump Rules.
Really?
Dude, Jack's fuck, dude. There he is, bro. Dude, is this a compulsive? Dude, they filmed him for a year. He was a compulsive liar.
Is this a reality show?
It was a reality show that was hot during my first marriage, and I used to watch it on Saturday mornings in bed with my
this hat on.
My first one. There you go, bro.
I feel like wearing a hat, dude.
You should. I actually almost grabbed one on the way out the door. Yeah, dude, Jack's. He would just. It was crazy. He was on TV, and they would just like
timestamp this.
Film him. Yeah, the hat.
Puts hat on that
for sure. Yeah.
Edit this out. All right, so the reference there is every LA podcast I do. It's very funny.
Oh, dude.
Just constantly, they're like, everybody, they'll say something, be like, hold on, edit that part, go back to the podcast.
Yeah, dude, that's crazy.
Which is great. It's great.
It's great.
It helps my anxiety.
Yeah.
Like I did when I did Burt's, the next day I had to text him like, get rid of that. Please get rid of that.
What
like, I mean, we drank a lot.
That's a recipe for disaster, bro.
It got rowdy.
What happened? Did you scrap the whole thing, or you just
no? It actually ended up looking and or coming out pretty well. That was one podcast I was like, this one's gonna be brutal.
Really?
Came out great.
So how do you hide the cuts?
He's good.
Is it the camera angle thing too?
Because camera angle.
Because they switch camera angles and it's just like,
yeah, or they all have ad reads. They do ad reads post.
Yeah.
So they can just insert ad reads.
Right.
Now, we're not doing that.
No.
Unless it's worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. We're selling out.
I'm like, dude, anything I say, it was him and we had a female employee and it was me. We're sitting in there and we would make like the cold brew iced coffee. This was like years ago, back in like 2008, 2009.
Before they were mainstream.
But I didn't know really what it was. I knew like he used to put it in my house. So I would have this big apparatus in my kitchen where like it would be like 5 to 10 pounds of coffee beans ground up and you let water sit on them and it slowly drips down into like a syrup and you filter that, you like refine
that. Is that what cold brew is?
Yeah. So I'd come down every morning and be like, he'd be like, how's a cold brew? Because I'd check the yield and be like, it's nice. We got a lot of syrup. So
you guys have been making shit. You guys never stopped making shit.
Dude, this is in like 2009.
Good God.
So I'd come down. I'd be like, bro, nice yield last night. We got a lot of I didn't realize how strong that shit was.
You guys are definitely farmers.
Dude.
You have farmer's blood. It's out of control.
That flies back.
I knew he would be fine.
He did rise.
Michael Myers.
I thought he felt
Myers
true.
Too. He's back. His jaws too.
Dude, I would come down. I would drink that syrup. You're supposed to water it down.
Yeah.
So we would do cafe con leche and I'd pour some milk and dump some of that syrup in there. And dude, I'd be cafe con leche, dude. So I'd be
had no idea what you're doing. It's just some coffee. You're like, throw some leche on there, bro. This is very European.
My brother's truck crushing
like, try
caffeine.
Cafe con leche. So he's just pouring like basically like liquid fucking amphetamines into a cup. But I mean, that's dramatic, but still, I was like, dude, I was getting zoomed, bro. Yeah. So I was like, I'd be in this lunch truck, be like, yeah, pretty much anything I say, I do. Like, if I say something, I'm going to do it. I'm talking shit in this truck. And the lady was like, didn't you say you're going to get a big Don't Tread on Me tattoo all down your back, like the 50 Cent tattoo? And I was like, I'll get a fucking tattoo. And I
should have.
Dude, I somehow through this was like, and she was like, I was like, I'll get a tattoo right fucking here. She was like, my friend's a tattoo artist. I was like, fucking call him. She called him and she was like, I set up an appointment. And I was like, okay. And the dude called. I was like, I'm not fucking doing this. Fuck this. And the dude called me and he was like, bro, like shit's so slow. I just want to make sure you're still coming in. Everyone's canceling on me. And I went, motherfucker.
Oh, dude.
I went in, dude. I got the snake and the Don't Tread on Me. And then I try to cover it with more stuff because the fucking Don't Tread on Me.
I remember that. You try to cover it up with a cool background.
The desert background.
Can I see it again?
It's like a girl desert
it's
background.
It's the funniest fucking
thing. This fucking thing. It's a girl. It's look at that cactus.
That cactus is humiliating.
Dude, that's
skyline's nice.
Skyline's sick, but that cactus is crazy.
The cactus
dude.
Is the only thing fucking it up.
I know.
Don't Tread on Me is fucking wild, dude.
I know, bro.
I don't think I ever let that sink in how insane that is that you have a Don't Tread on Me tattoo.
Dude, if I had just gotten
that's
the
a red flag, dude. That's a crazy, that's a fucking insane thing. It's not that bad. If for some reason with you, it's not that bad.
It's every now and again, I pop my shirt off and forget I have it. And my thing is, it signs me up for a whole thing that I'm going, no, it's not like that. It's like,
yeah,
I had like 2 weed plants in my house and I was like, nobody can tell me what the fuck to do.
Yeah.
I had 2 shitty weed plants.
It does suck that got
God bud.
Really?
Shame. Yeah. Then it got like hyper politically charged.
Yeah.
I was just like, fuck yeah, dude. No one can tell me what to do.
It's still, it's cool.
It does. Rule.
It is cool.
It does rule.
I
fight the battle of like, yo, I should go all the way. And I'm like, am I getting fucking sleeves? What the fuck am
you
I
You should not get sleeves.
I'm not. I will not.
Promise me.
I won't. Trust me. I won't get any more tattoos ever.
You never know.
The only thing I fight against is Bible verses, dude. That's the only thing I'm like, bro, getting some Bible verse tats would be nasty. But I'm like, dude, no.
Bible verses would be tight.
I fight them off every week, dude.
You should get pictures of your kids on your chest.
That'd be sick.
A lot of UFC fighters have just full portraits of their family members.
That would be sick.
Yeah, they're hilarious. It's a baby's face, and it's like...
No, I decided. Because that was the thing. I'm like, I could fix this with that. And I went, you know what? No, I'm not getting any more fucking tattoos.
Yeah.
They're a waste of time. I'm 0-2 on tattoos. I'll hang it up.
You can get a Bible verse, dude.
Bible verse would be nice. That's the only ones that get me.
Bible verses are pretty sick.
Proverbs,
do you have
bro?
One you... Do you yeah, Proverbs is the
I
shit.
Like 10, dude, I could get. I have like 10. But yeah, I'm
come
not...
On. Come on.
Oh, bro, if the thing comes to me, I'm going to snag that thing.
Go ahead, dog. If you snag it.
Ah! I made contact, but I didn't snag. Oh, my God, it was in my hand! Ah! It's dead, right
what
there.
What a fucking snag, dude.
It's dead, dude.
Did you find the body?
Hold on, give me the light.
I saw him go down.
I smashed that thing to smithereens.
Wow, that was crazy. You grabbed that, dude.
Bro, I'm at the top of my fucking game right now.
Yeah, there it is. I see him. I see him. It's official.
Zoom in, Gardy.
That's big.
Snag, saw him, and then threw him down and stomped him. That's big. I got him twice.
Hold on. Let me take a picture like the guys who found Saddam. All right, where are we at? We should switch to the page, right?
54. Oh, hell yeah, dude.
All right, let's switch over to the Patreon.
I'll record them.
Thank you guys for listening. We have to switch to the Patreon. We're in a hurry. We have to get to the World Series of poker, of World Series of baseball. Thank you for coming.
Talking shit?
That guy was still kind of talking shit. It's like, bro, you know what happens. Stop talking shit.
Yeah.
You must have forgot, dude.
Did they?
Don't make us come back over there. Don't make us come back over there.
Someone's going to drop. You think someone's going to drop another nuke?
Someday.
We're not going to get the only one. Although.
It'd be sick if we did. If we got the only two and we're like, nobody else is allowed to do that.
Yeah, it would be preferred.
That's big brother attitude.
Look, dude. We did it. Trust me, you guys don't want to do a nuke.
Yeah.
It took out. It literally devastated our enemy.
It made us feel sad.
It devastated our enemy so quick and brought a swift end to the, like, trust me, you guys definitely don't want to do this. Rich as fuck for like 140 years, yeah. Pretty much now forever. Trust me, you guys don't want this.
It really is like Dewey Cox. Where he's like, what's that? It's like, it's a nuclear weapon. He's like, no, I don't want to do that. You don't want any part of this shit.
Nah, you don't want that.
It ends the war immediately.
Every single American has to live with that on their conscience, dude. And every day I wake up, I go, God fucking damn it.
Dude, I watched that. All right. My mom's coming down. Mom, don't say. What do you need? Yeah, we're on right now. Oh. You're making meatball subs for the guys? Yes, that's very exciting news. Thank you, Mom. I love you.
Thank you.
You probably had a feeling we were on based on the camera and the microphones. God damn it. They never come say hi to me ever. Second the camera's on, dude.
Your pa wanted a proper goodbye, I could tell.
Paul wanted to
He's
say,
hitting the road. He was like, boy.
I'm going to see him this weekend.
Write him a letter.
He's asking for 10 tickets.
Yeah, write him a letter.
He's bringing his bros to the Pittsburgh
show.
Oh,
that's going to be nice.
It's going to be all right.
That'll be fun.
They're all the same. It's 10 bald dudes in polos tucked into khaki shorts with cell phone clips.
Strong men.
Those are strong men.
They're strong men.
I like what you said about Biden up there. That part was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah.
Shane, yeah, sure. Phil, this guy's pretty funny. Your son's pretty funny.
Yeah, they're strong men for sure.
But no, I didn't like interviewing Japanese pilots from Pearl Harbor.
Yeah. That's crazy.
For real, it's like interviewing dudes from 9/11.
Yeah, wouldn't we?
Be like, here's the cowards that did the fucking bullshit sneak attack on us.
Yeah.
But I had to cleanse my palate. I had to watch some Walter Filipek again.
What was that?
Remember that old dude from World War II that was in the Pacific? It's just a face-to-face interview.
Oh, yeah.
Just a dude who doesn't care about what he did.
That'd be nice to have a sit-down between those guys.
He literally is talking. Walter Filipek, oh, my God. Filipek would shoot him. He would kill him. Every story Walter tells is him threatening to shoot a guy, even on his own side. It'll be like a sergeant would be like, you go do that. He'd be like, I'll shoot you right now. I'll fucking kill you. They're like, all right, dude.
Well, dude, I didn't realize they did that in the Marquee book. The soldiers were in like better conditions, and they would just like shoot their sergeant.
Oh,
they would just murder their sergeant.
Well,
what the fuck?
They'd be out in a fucking fort.
Yeah,
in the woods,
and you're killing people.
Yeah,
that's your job. You're killing people, so it's like, all right, this seems to be pretty effective for them.
It's a good way to change people's minds if I kill them.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And then they finally hung. They're like, they gave the one guys like weekends off. They killed their sergeant. Like, all right. And then Washington came down. He goes, what the fuck?
Kill everybody.
Hung the whole platoon. Yeah, hung them.
Washington had no problem shutting down mutinies.
I didn't realize how much he used murder too. Like back then, you had to like, all right, we're gonna kill like 140 dudes. Yeah. We can't have this.
Hold on, I gotta get one more Walter.
True.
He was going through and he was talking about. I'm sure I've said it 1,000 times, but he's talking about how some of the Japanese would have grenades the wounded.
Mm-hmm.
So like you'd go over to check on them, and they'd take out. Because we would send medics to try to help. So Walter would just go around and shoot everybody that was wounded. He would just execute. He was executing prisoners and shit. And he was like, he looks at the camera. He's like, yeah, it's cruel, but I done it. He keeps going like, yeah, I fucking did it. It's the best. It's so good. Just him. The Japanese picture. Yo, chill. His words. he's like, his sergeant told him, he was like, Walter, take that prisoner out, bring him back to the back lines, be back in 1 minute. And he's like, oh, I know what that means. Go execute a prisoner. So he goes out with this Japanese dude, and he's like, give me that picture in your hand. And the guy's like, no. And he's like, so I shot him and I took the picture.
I didn't see that one.
So fucking funny, dude. He holds it up and he's like, here's the picture I got from that Jap. Now this here's them cutting off heads. Yeah, I don't know if they, he's like, I don't know if it's true, but that's what I was told. They're chopping off heads.
I mean, dude, imagine you're just a farm boy from back then.
He was from West by Sherman. This was Sherman on Grant. He said, he stood by me when I was crazy, and I stood by him when he was drunk. Now, sir, we stand by each other always.
God damn.
Might be the cast. We might be Grant and Sherman.
I'm flexing my fucking...
We might be Grant and Sherman, dude.
Unbelievable.
So what did Lamezi do on the way?
Such a good quote, dude.
I love it.
I was telling him, after a couple exits, I was like, Lamar, are they like planning me a surprise birthday party or something? Like, are you trying to keep me away?
Like, what is this? What was he driving like a fool?
He just kept messing. I'll be sitting there like, all right, you know, don't bother him. And I'm like, hey, dude, we're on this one, right? It's like, nah.
Yeah.
Wrong exit. I'm like, all right, no big deal. I had 3 minutes. Really no big deal. And then we're getting on the RFK bridge. It's just, I'm like, dude, this is the one, man. We can't miss this one. I'm like, bro, are you? What the hell's going on?
I was just, you know, I was just off.
What's in your head?
At the end?
He's high.
You get stoned.
You hired
drive?
A driver, and no, he gets high no. every day. What? Even if it's the exact same drive every time, he's gonna forget.
No, I didn't forget, dude.
I'm the worst. I was like, dude, if you're worse than me in navigation,
no,
you got
I didn't
a
need the nav, dude. I didn't need the nav. I had it.
Oh,
nav
you tried
back.
To go no nav.
He did try to go no nav.
Well, yeah, fuck it. Just use it.
I was nailing it. I was nailing it.
Why is he saying differently?
Because the nav came up.
You were completely missing every single exit. I was like, dude, these are the crucial exits we need.
These are critical exits.
Almost missing the RFK bridge was pretty funny. Although I did, was blowing his mind, Lemaire, to be fair to you, I had shown Lemaire 311 Music, the album.
Dude.
Bro, it was too powerful.
That was part of the argument. That was back to the Prince argument. Anytime my manager's in the green room, I hit her with, this is better than Prince. Somebody was like, my first concert was 311, and I was like, better than Prince.
Bro, do you know 311 story?
Amber's the Color of Your Energy?
Back when their old albums, they were basically rap, metal, and reggae combined. And they were like, dude, you guys got to pick a genre and stick to it. We'll never be able to get you on the radio.
Yeah.
Like, well, what if we don't? Like, you'll be on the road forever. And they went, sick. That's what we want to do anyway.
Year two of the road, they were like, whoops. Whoops, I'm dying.
No, they just finally came up with a hit album. They're like, fuck it, we'll put you guys on the radio. We don't care.
Awesome.
Ever since, they've just been like, whatever, bro.
Who was first, Sublime or 311?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because there's that whole genre of like California, like white reggae rap.
You know where 311's from?
Where?
Omaha.
Yes, I did know that.
They're from fucking Omaha.
Yes.
I think they might have been around the same time. 311 might be a little older than them. Maybe. I don't know.
I did know they were from Omaha.
Yeah, because Sublime was more like...
96.
Was which one?
Sublime was 96, and 311 was 1988.
Yeah.
311 was 88?
Bro, yeah, they started
dude,
early.
They've been going since I was alive, dude. Since like... 311's been kicking for 35 years.
Yeah, dude. They've been ripping. Dude, I would listen. I haven't listened to 311 Music, that album, on the way. Dude, we listened on the way up, and I was like, hold.
All Mixed Up. When I was a kid, All Mixed Up was.
That's Blue.
That's the Blue one.
Yeah.
All right. I wasn't early.
They came out and sold 3 million copies of that right away.
Blue was when I started.
That's when I got into them, too. I'll be honest. I'm not stealing 311 Valor. I came post-Blue. Obviously, I had an older brother. He was like, check out 311 Music, and I was like, yes, sir.
How sick is it?
It's,
do I know any hits from it?
You might not. Honestly, you might. Yeah, I don't. None of them were hits. But the whole album was like, man, it's so fun. I was telling Lemaire, I'm like, dude, Lemaire, imagine you're down in your basement. You and your friends have taken like a 4x4 from your dad, wax it up, and you guys are grinding it on your skateboards, blasting this. He was like, this is bad kid music, dude.
Yeah,
it is, dude. It's so fucking nasty.
All Mixed Up came out. It was right around the time the Space Jam soundtrack came out. I was fucking hit him high, hit him. Look, that song.
Yeah.
That was big.
That song was nasty.
That and All Mixed Up was on rotation.
Dude, I don't want to get us a copyright strike, but dude. It's so nice, dude. 311, please don't punish us.
311, you fucking 311,
have mercy on us. Don't copyright strike us. But dude, it's so nasty. We're on the way up, and it was just, God, I was on cloud nine. We were listening to Bad Bunny for a second on the way up. I
haven't gotten into it,
bro. I was telling Lamar, I was like, I might be a Bad Bunny guy.
I like Spanish, you know, dude, it's fun.
Don't read the lyrics.
Why?
They're so ridiculous. I can't listen to it anymore.